Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Guys, welcome to Worst First. I hate the intro music. It's so bad. You can't hear it right now, but it's so terrible. It's
what
like
is
the,
it like?
The most uncool
Why
music.
Why didn't you sing it?
I should. I should be like, ba-na-na-na. Like, it would be better if I sang it, to be honest. Like, it's really terrible.
This is your podcast. You should choose your song.
The intro music makes it seem like the podcast is about drinking tea or something. Like, the intro music's like, It's so lame. Guys, I have Melissa Villasenor
yeah.
here with her dog, Penny.
Yeah,
who
Penny's
is
here.
Amazing. And the yeah. cutest little puppy. I love dogs.
I know you do. You're a big dog lady.
I'm like a dog lady.
I was thinking about it, like how you're playing with it right now.
Yeah.
I'm not at that level.
Really?
And I kind of think like, I have a dog, but I don't know if I'm the dog person.
You're totally... I can tell you're going to be one, though. You seem like you're there, though. You post pictures of her all the time.
I do.
And, like, look how she loves to play. My dogs don't play.
Oh.
They don't. They're like, we're people. What am I? You want me to go get that? You go get it. You threw it. Like, my dogs are, like, not human. Oh, my God. So cute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you needed a dog. Dogs are very...
Yeah, it was my therapist. She was like, I think it's time, Melissa. And it really, once I got her... All those little silly thoughts that you kind of just throw in your brain throughout the day just evaporated.
Exactly.
Because I was like, there's someone that needs me, and I have her. She has a schedule, and it's good.
And it keeps you on a schedule.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Yeah. You're like, I have responsibility for something. I have to take it outside, mm-hmm. go to the bathroom,
yeah.
do all this stuff, feed her. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's
guys,
a
Melissa's on SNL. I know you probably already know that right now. She's killing it right now. I've known you for years.
I know.
I've known you since Unknown Theater days. Do you remember the Unknown Theater?
Yes.
That's a very long time ago.
Oh.
That was like really, 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 really long time ago.
10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what's so crazy is you've been talented for so long, and I remember all your impressions are so good. She does, like, she can literally be anyone. You could come up to her and be you, and she could do an impression of you, and it'd be spot on. And I remember watching you, America's Got Talent. Remember you were on that?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing you on there, and I was like, she's too good for this show. And I was like, Lorne Michaels needs to call her. Like, you shouldn't even... Did you have to audition for SNL?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But... You know,
you
truly,
shouldn't have had to.
No.
You're so good.
No, I understand. Thank you. But I'm really mad.
I'm like, let's call Lauren right now. Why'd you make her audition? I'm just kidding.
Truly, when I look back, I'm like, every step was needed.
Really?
Everything was needed. There was no rush because it's a really tough show.
It's?
Yeah.
I had John Rudnitsky here a week ago, and he's on there for a second, and he was telling me how hard it is.
It's just, I mean, it's more mentally exhausting.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Why didn't this work? Oh, why? It's just this like little battle in your head.
Yeah.
No one's cruel. It's just, it all makes sense, but it's
mentally
exhausting.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
But I'm like surprised, like I could do it. I'm in the show and I can handle it.
And you're great on the show.
Thanks.
And I see you on there and I'm like,
Thanks.
Oh my God. Like, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
I really am. Like, it's just amazing to see people grow. You know what I mean? Especially people you've known forever. And like, just to see you on there killing it and you sing on there, the like Lady Gaga thing and like all the, like,
you sing too.
I do, but you're like, come on. Like, you sing, you draw. We do, like, we're very similar like that, but
I loved it when you started sharing your art.
I know.
Not too long. I don't know. Recently.
I shared it a little bit, and then some people were like, are you okay? And I was like,
I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I made a separate art account.
I should do that too. I should do that too, yeah.
Because then those followers will understand, like, oh, this is
like a different
little side of you.
Yeah.
And
everyone has
like,
a different
side. It's okay, Melissa. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Some things I just make a list of ideas. I get to them when I get to them. but I'm really happy.
I know. You're like, I'm fine. You're like, I'm doing great. So, yeah, I mean, I can draw weird shit.
It always makes me feel better, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people don't realize how cathartic it is to draw. Even if you're not, like, a great artist, I always tell people, just draw.
The squeakies are
in. I know, right? I love it. The whole podcast, people are like, everyone's like, I'm unsubscribing. What the hell is going on here? There's fart noises in the background. Okay, so you know this podcast is about worst firsts. So this is about like any worst experience you've ever had, whether it be like a date or a job or like some people have told like drug trips.
Oh,
like,
man.
There's been so many. Anything that's been that you were like, oh, my God, this is terrible.
Just ripping up the floor.
It's okay. I started doing this podcast because I'd been on so many bad dates, like so many bad dates. I was like, I can't believe it. I can tell stories about how bad these dates are.
Man, see, I didn't do my homework. Oh, I should have thought about like what worst firsts for me.
Have you been dating?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of, but it seems like they're just meetings, you know?
Oh, my God. They're general meetings. So, what's your name? And what are we trying to accomplish here?
And then you realize, oh, there's no connection, so it just ends.
Oh, no. How do you meet people?
I feel like Raya app is the only way.
Yeah, to go and meet people, yeah.
Truly, no one approaches me.
I know that.
But I know I think about my daily schedule. I'm like, oh, it's because I'm either at shows or work, and then I go home. So it's clearly...
You don't have time.
I don't go out to places to socialize and stuff. So that's on me.
Right.
But I love being home, you know?
Being
home is
great. Why
can't you just meet someone at home?
Guys, go meet Melissa at her house. We're going to list her address in the
bio.
It'll
be like Mary Poppins, a line of men outside.
And you're just like turning them down, just like deciding whether you like them or not. Penny has to approve as well. I love that. You know what? That's good, though, because you're focusing on you.
No.
So you've been doing your worst first. So, yeah, just anything bad. I'm sure you've had like a bad experience where you're like, oh, my God, this was terrible. You're like, I've had a great life. I've never had anything bad happen to me. That's amazing.
No, but there has to be. Maybe something will pop up.
Okay.
So let's
talk about you right now. You're doing stand up. You're on summer break from SNL, right?
Yes.
How long are you on break for?
Till late September.
Till late September.
We go back, I think, late September.
Okay. So you get like a couple months off.
Yeah, it's like a school year, summer break.
Wow. So and then go back to school.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you have a place in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a place here.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. So you're like, I got to come back to LA. You don't want to stay in New York for the summer.
Well, yeah. And it's just all my friends, most of my friends are here in my family. So, woo. Hey, how do you, kindly discipline pups?
You're like, stay here. Don't do that.
No.
Here's your stick. You want your stick? She's so cute. Hey. Oh, she's just a puppy. How old is she?
She's almost 7 months.
Have you had any crazy experiences with Penny?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sick of people
oh my God.
Coming up to me and saying, well, first of all, most of the questions are, how old are, she's going to be big.
Oh, they say
paws.
That.
They say that. I'm like, she's all her adult teeth. I went to the vet today. Adult teeth are all in.
Yeah, she's grown up.
She's pretty much grown. She might fill in a little bit, but.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the...
They think she's going to be bigger than this.
So many people have been... Oh, she needs a harness. Oh, she needs... They all want to tell me what to do. I'm like,
with
why don't
dog.
You mind your own beeswax, buddy?
With the They tell you what to do with her?
Yeah, it's been men, too, that have been... I'm not saying men. I'm not going to scold anyone. But, yeah.
Stupid men.
No.
With
I
your stupid
men.
Flailing penises. Oh, my God. No, that's so funny. So people just randomly come up to you and they'll tell you what to do with your dog?
Yeah.
Do you take her to the dog parks?
Yes.
And does she play good with other dogs?
Oh, yeah. She
loves it.
She loves running.
Yeah.
She's a runner, all right.
She is. She likes to run. Would she run away if you open the door?
No.
She's
already, she's attached to where, I mean, all, if she sees something, a squirrel or something excites her, she probably would bolt for it.
Really?
But she is good about just following me around.
I actually used to take my dogs to the dog park all the time. And then I was there one time and this lady had her dog and she was like, oh, my dog's here. But like, don't put your dogs too close to my dog. Don't put your dogs too close to my dog. And we're like, OK, it's a dog park. Like, dogs are going to do what they want to do. And she's like, oh, no, my dog has ringworm.
You just make it.
And I'm like, why are you bringing your dog to the dog park when it has freaking ringworm on its stomach?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
And like, it, like she, I was like, what? And then I like never took my dogs to the dog park again. Because it was like this lady just brought her dog to the dog park because she's like, oh, he wants to have fun, but he has ringworm. So just don't.
Don't take care of that.
It's like, can you just like cure your dog before you like bring it to the dog park and expose all the other dogs to ringworm? Like, what are you doing? It was so awful. Do you get hit on at dog parks? Do guys ever come up to you and try to hit on you?
No, because I look, this is great. This is good. This is getting my brain going.
Okay.
No, because I usually am half asleep.
You are?
Yeah, my hair's a mess. I got no makeup because she needs to go and play. So I don't think about my looks and appearance before bolting out the door.
It's all about your child.
It's been zero. I'm a mother.
I'm a mother. My child comes first. You have like one eyeball hanging out. You're like, yes, but Penny must go to the dog park. So you get there.
I haven't had people sometimes recognize me, which is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't. Because usually I'm in like loungewear. I'm in like just dead.
You're like real loungewear.
I mean, really.
Just pajamas, like just ripped up, like just like haven't showered in 3 months. Like that's none of the Raya dates have been working out. You're like, I just stay in my home with Penny and draw. I love it. That's great.
I wanted to tell you, worst first, I thought of an audition that I had.
Oh my God, for what?
I don't remember what it was, but it was like when I was beginning, 20 years old, 21.
Yeah.
And I was so nervous, and I was dressed up for the part, you know. And once I got in the room, immediate nerves, and I had to keep looking at the paper, and then the casting director started to look out the window. And I was shattered.
While you were auditioning?
Yeah.
That is so rude.
Yeah.
Ew.
But, you
were
know,
you like, hello, over here?
No, I was bad. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I was real bad.
But that was just the beginning.
The beginning.
That's what happens in the beginning. We've all been there.
It's so nice to get to that place of...
It doesn't matter anymore now. Kind of. Like, you've already made it. You're on SNL. Like, I wouldn't even care if I were you. I'd be like, whatever. Who cares? Like, I have a job. I have a career. I know what I'm doing. Like, I have a steady career right now. You're doing great on there.
Oh, thanks.
Isn't that so funny?
I know. It is really cool to see the process. Like, even general, sometimes I'll still go on meetings.
Yeah.
But it's nice now. It's like, oh, it's hanging out.
Yes.
Like, it's, I could curse now. And it's whatever more chill. I want. And it's not like where I was, I've been working on this.
Yeah.
And I've been prepping. I just live in LA and,
Do you want to see my portfolio? I have a portfolio of work. I can play my reel. I brought my laptop. Do you want to? Do you have 5 seconds? No? You don't? Okay, you do? You don't? You do? You don't? You do?
No, I know. I know how you feel.
It's so nice.
I don't even take general meetings anymore.
I mean,
I stopped because I have too much anxiety to drive on the freeway from Calabasas. It's stressful.
Well, you're in the Calabasas.
I'm in Calabasas now. And so I would get to the general meeting.
By the way, congrats to you and Tommy.
Oh, thanks.
That is so
cool. I got married. I know, right?
You know, there was one show I did in some backyard in Silver Lake or I don't know, somewhere off Hyperion.
Yeah.
And he was there hanging with his pals. This was, I don't know, a few, it was definitely like 2016 or 20. Yeah. It was
really?
It was like a brunch show.
Oh my God.
And it was so fun. But I met him there and I took a pic with him.
That is so funny.
I know.
What a small world.
I know.
I love that. I can't believe he went to Silver Lake. He like barely likes going anywhere. That's so funny. I'm like, babe, can we go down the street to the grocery store? He's like, no, it's just Postmates it. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, isn't it funny how lazy everyone's become? Like, we don't have to leave our homes.
I know.
There's no reason. Food, groceries, you can Postmates like a hammer. Like, it's like you don't need to get anything. It's kind of crazy, actually, to be honest.
Thank you for taking care of her.
Oh, no, I love her. Look, she likes her stick. She just needs something to chew on. Just the dogs, they love to chew everything. Does she chew your furniture?
Well, I have her in her crate.
Oh, at nighttime? She doesn't sleep with you?
No. She sleeps with me. Definitely, I'm cuddling.
But when you...
But when I, like, need to run somewhere, go to the gym, that's mainly when I put her in her crate.
Right. I totally feel you.
And she'll go to sleep.
Yeah, she's great, dude. I love her. Which shelter did you get her from, you said?
Best Friends Adoption.
Where's that?
I've been meaning to go to their hub.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you call it?
Where's their hub?
The center. here. It's somewhere in LA, and then they have one in New York.
Best
too.
Friends Adoption. Yeah, they have cute dogs, guys. She's really mm-hmm. cute. Shout out to Best Friends Adoption.
They save them and take care of them. And yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
I
they
love
found
that.
Her in East LA or something when she was like tiny,
just a puppy,
in January or something. Or in she was East little, LA, little. And then they sent me photos because I told them I was like, I'm looking for a dog, but definitely for summer break I want to get her. And then they sent me pics of her in February, and I was like. I
Who gets
get
rid
her.
Of their dogs? Like, isn't that so sad?
I don't know.
I just don't get
it's
it.
It's awful.
I could never, or like, abandon a dog. I have a worse first dog story, but I'm like, it's really sad.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you want to hear it. It's kind of sad.
Have you shared it yet?
I haven't. It's really, 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 really sad.
Uh-oh.
So I was driving to visit my step-grandparents in Whittier. They lived in Whittier.
Do you know, I'm from Whittier,
You're from
right?
Whittier. Yeah, 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 yeah. So they lived in Friendly Hills.
That's where I'm from.
Oh my God, you know Friendly Hills?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my step grandparents live there.
Oh man, Brittany,
isn't that crazy?
We gotta go to Uptown Whittier.
I know. We gotta get down to Whittier, guys. Come on down to Whittier. Whittier's where it's at. No, but this is actually really sad because you know how like when you drive to Whittier, you kind of have to drive through like more of like it's kind of a little bit of a tough area before mm-hmm. you get to Whittier. So I don't know, what did you call that? East LA, right? Like kind of.
If you, well, like Pico Rivera. Or,
yeah, like
or are you
I don't know, like
streets. Or?
Streets. So yeah, I'd like take like probably. Streets through to get to Whittier, yeah. And it was like it's just get through kind of a tough area. And I was visiting my step grandparents in Whittier, and I was driving home one night with my boyfriend at the time. This was years ago, and I see a pit bull running across the street, and this giant truck comes and just hits him right in front of us, right. And I'm like, oh my God, pull over, pull over, pull over. The guy just kept driving. And the pit bull is laying there in the middle of the road, dying, and he's crying. And when I went up to him, he was wagging his tail. It was so sad. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm sharing this story. It's so awful. And
no,
I remember,
people need to know,
I was like, yeah, like you need to, like it was awful. So I remember I was like screaming for help. I was like, someone help, like because I wish there was a number for dogs, you know, that you could call. Like there's a 911 for humans. But
yeah.
Isn't there, I think there is something now, but I don't know if there was then. And I was like looking on my phone, you know, I had a razor. It was like, you know, how
oh,
do
man.
You don't even have like internet service.
Yeah.
Like how do you even help? You know, I was just like screaming for help. I didn't even know who would help, you know? And this guy comes out on his porch in his flip flops and socks and like, you know, basketball shorts. And he's like this like total cholo dude. And he has a gun and he goes, hey. And I look over and he has his gun and he goes, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to make you shut the fuck up. And I was like, he's like, who cares? No one cares. He's dead. And I was like,
oh my God.
Isn't that so horrible? And I had to leave the dog there. And I remember like I was crying, like devastated. And I told my boyfriend at the time, I was like, we need to, you know, call someone or something. But like at that point, like I knew he was going to die because he was already like, you know, it was horrible. But it was like, can you believe that? Isn't Mm-mm. that so awful? Yeah.
Jesus.
Really, really messed up.
I would like to know a number. Maybe your fans will tell me.
Yeah, guys,
what
leave
to
a leave in the comments if you guys know the number for people to call if you find a dog that's hurt. Like I'm friends with Animal Hope and Wellness. You know them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They like save all the dogs like in China and stuff like that.
Oh,
like from the dog meat festivals. So I have their like direct contact and they've been really helpful. I like saved a rat the other week. I like found a little rat and he was like so cute.
Aww.
And he like ate some rat poison. You're Ratatouille. And he was just sitting there and he was so cute. And everyone was like, ew, you're saving a rat. But he was like adorable. When I showed pictures of him, they were like, oh, he's really cute. And they like detoxed him and like released him in the mountains. They're like amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, my girlfriend Michaela and I were we were coming home from something and we were driving past her house and we saw a cat that got hit by a car. Why does this happen to me? Anyway, I keep seeing these animals. Maybe because God knows I'll help them. Who knows? But we get out of the car and the cat had been hit by a car and it's like half of its face was falling off. It was so awful. And Michaela picks it up and we take it to an emergency vet. And I get to the emergency vet and they're like, there's like literally like a 5%, if that, chance of this cat surviving, even littler. And they're like, do you want to do whatever, you know, you have to do? And I was like, sure. And I called Animal Hope and Wellness and told them, and they totally stepped in and like paid for everything and took care of the cat. And guess what? The cat freaking lived.
Whoa.
The cat lived with like half of its face was hanging off. They put the face back on. They patched its eye up and now it's like going to be fine. Isn't that so crazy?
I gotta follow them too.
Yeah, they're great. They're really great people. Like, it's actually kind of amazing. Not to get everybody all depressed. I'm like, wow, way to take it down, Brittany. Way to take it down to Sad Town.
What have other podcast episodes you've done where people talk about wars first?
People talk about, like, bad job experiences. Like, what did you do before you did comedy? You worked at Forever 21.
I worked at Forever
21. I remember that at the Grove.
Yeah.
I saw you there and I was like, oh my God, Melissa. And you're like, tops are 2 for $24 over here. Kill me. Oh my God. Did you like it?
Okay. No, I didn't like when people would, by the way, it was such a small Forever 21 and they would pack on the clothes on a rack and the hangers would eventually start going up like this.
Yeah.
Because they're stuffing and they're like, stuff them in there.
Yeah.
And then
no one can even look at anything.
Pull one out and then the whole mess. And I go, oh, I just fixed that.
What a fucking nightmare. God, thank God you're on SNL now. Screw you, Forever 21. Get out of here. No, I'm just kidding. I remember that. It was at the Grove. Forever 21 at the Grove.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember seeing you there and I was like, no. She's like.
I'm an odd one, though, because I actually, there's something about some part-time jobs I enjoy.
Really?
Yeah.
Where else
like,
did you go?
I worked at Marie Callender's.
Oh,
my
the
first
pie
job.
Place?
Yeah, that was my first job.
Oh, my God,
job.
I would have gotten so
and
fat.
I just, yeah, I was like 19. I just loved, I would make the whipped cream in the back. And then I would put the whip the pies and then put them in the fridge. And I was, that like was so soothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
So that you had, that was a good job. Did you ever have a bad job where you were like, this is the worst job? You're like, I've had nothing worse than terrible.
I think Forever 21 might have been.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because literally you'll clean up a whole rack of things and then someone just comes and just like fucking knocks it
and
over.
I remember working Christmas Eve and I was so bummed because my family, that's our night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's a Mexican family thing.
No, it's like Italian, like all ethnicities.
Oh, you're,
Eve,
you're,
I'm Italian.
You're Italian.
Yeah, so we
isn't
get
isn't Christmas
yeah.
Eve kind
big
of
deal.
A
deal? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for us, it's like that's the night.
Yeah.
And I got home so late, everyone left because we worked tonight. And I was like, no.
On Christmas Eve.
I know.
Okay, guys, whatever. Fucking, okay, fucking bah humbug Forever 21. Like, way to have a heart.
Yeah.
So you like did to work on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Did you ever have anybody be really mean to you when you were there? Like, I need, you know, customers, I need a
There was one lady, she had a real fancy juice, okay?
A real fancy juice?
Yes. And okay. She left it on the counter at the cashier, so I was like, well, it was no one's, no one claimed it, so I tossed it in the trash.
Right, right.
The lady came back in, she's like, I left my juice here, and I was like, oh, I tossed it. She's like, that was a $20, like she got all mad. I was like, well, that's your fault.
You're like, first of all, who pays $20 for a juice?
Second
of all, if you're going to do that, treat it like your child and don't leave it on the freaking counter, dude. Like, who does that? That's so ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ew.
I know.
Oh, like, what a brat. So what happened? Did she make you guys give her like a $20 tank top or what? Did you have to pay for another juice?
Oh, no, no. And that was the thing. Forever 21 didn't give... they wouldn't reimburse. It was either exchange.
Or, yeah, you don't get refunds.
No,
yeah.
No refunds.
No money
there.
Back. Oh, my God. Was that a nightmare all the time?
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, got mad. But it's like.
Whatever, dude. You're paying $4.99 for a whole outfit. Like, get over it. It's so crazy.
Says take a break whenever possible.
I love you. Okay, so, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Melissa Villaseñor on Worst First. I forgot the name of my show for a second. On Worst First.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Guys, we are back with Melissa Villaseñor. If you haven't already listened to the first part, which I'm sure you did because you wouldn't have gotten to the second part if you didn't listen to the first part.
Was there like an infomercial right now?
Yeah, there was an infomercial. A bunch of ads. I don't even know what they were. Hopefully they were good and entertaining, and hopefully we didn't lose you on those. And we're back with Melissa. She's on SNL. She's killing it right now. I'm so proud of her. Came all the way from Forever 21 to SNL. From the hard streets of Forever 21 SNL. I am so proud of you. And you're from Whittier.
Thanks. Yes.
Which is Whittier. So crazy. And I, you know, it's, did you know there's like a weird story kind of. So my step grandparents live in Friendly Hills, which you know what that is.
Yes.
It's like this kind of like nice area in Whittier. It's really cute. And so one of the Beach Boys.
Penny?
Like,
no.
Oh, hey. Penny's eating trash. Penny! Get over here, Penny. You little rabble rouser. She's a puppy. It's okay. So Penny just ate an entire tree branch, in case you guys were wondering what she was chewing on. She ate an entire tree branch. So my step grandparents live in Friendly Hills, and they lived down the street from one of the Beach Boys. Did you know that one of the Beach Boys bought a house in Friendly Hills? Yeah, he had lived there. Ugh. Isn't that so crazy? Cool. And then, so that makes me think of the whole thing, like, you know, that new Quentin Tarantino movie's coming out that's about the Manson murders. Do you know about that? Have you heard about that? It's called like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It has Brad Pitt
yes.
in it, and like Margot
Everyone's
Robbie.
Everyone's kind of stoked about that.
Leonardo
one.
DiCaprio. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'm super excited for it. But did you know the whole reason why that happened with like Sharon Tate and everything? Did you know?
No.
So Charles Manson, the murderer, wanted to be a musician. He wanted to be like a rock and roll musician. That was like his goal, right? And he used to play with the Beach Boys. Yeah. And so their producer met him, and he was trying to get a deal with the producer, and apparently like their producer like rejected him, and he was so mad about it for years that the house that Sharon Tate and what's the director's name, Roman Polanski, were married and lived in, this house that was the producer's house, the Beach Boys producer's house.
Whoa.
Okay, but he had moved. And so when Charles Manson told his cult to go to that house and kill all those people, he thought it was because that's where that producer still lived. But it happened to be, all right, Penny's playing beer pong. It's great. It happened to be the house that now Sharon Tate lived in, and the producer had moved away, and then that's how she ended up getting killed. Isn't that so crazy? And all those people ended up getting murdered for no reason because he had thought that the Beach Boys producer guy still lived there. Is that so messed up? Did you know that little piece
of
history?
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
No, you're filling me in.
It's very dark. I'm into weird dark stuff.
But kind of, yeah. I actually, the whole, I went to Arizona this past weekend. I drove. And I listened to Live and Die in LA podcast.
How's that?
All spooky.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
An actress that moves here, and she's here for like a little over a year. And they had her and her boyfriend. We're just, I mean, she gets killed.
Is it a true story?
It's a true story, and they go through all of it.
So To Live and Die in LA, is that a podcast?
Aspiring where actors.
Wow. Everyone just leaves my podcast and goes and listens to that. They're like, that sounds way more interesting than this podcast.
No,
I love it.
Stay focused.
No. That sounds very cool. So that podcast they talk about.
Why I brought it up is like, I get why it's just interesting and intriguing to listen to that stuff and to learn about.
It's actually so crazy, and I almost have to stop like listening to that stuff and reading the news, because then I get like paranoid. Do you ever get like paranoid about stuff?
Yeah.
Do you ever read about like a health thing that happened to somebody,
yeah,
and then you think you have it or it's going to happen to you?
Yeah.
Like I was reading the stupid Daily Mail today, which is the worst tabloid junk magazine ever. But I was reading it, and it was like this old lady was walking on the beach, and she it was in Florida, like Tampa or somewhere, right? She's walking on the beach with her family, and she fell into like a hole in the beach and like cut her leg, right?
Oh no.
And it was just a little cut, and then like a couple days later, she started feeling really sick. And they took her to the hospital and found out that she had necrotizing fasciitis. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a bacteria that like you can get from just getting cut. And the weirdest thing is, the sad thing is, she like went and got, she got cut, and then she went to the doctor and got a tetanus shot. She did everything she needed to do, right? You know, because she didn't know what she got cut on, you know? And she ended up getting necrotizing fasciitis, and her skin, it just basically is a bacteria that gets inside your body and just starts eating your body away. And then like a week later, she died. Just from tripping on the beach. And I'm like, now I'm like, I'm already such a paranoid person that like I read those stories and I'm like,
I know.
I can't do this. I can't watch the news. I can't listen to these stories. Like, it's too much.
It's a lot.
And I'm like putting it on my audience. I'm like, now you guys know that story. And now you're going to be paranoid. Just like me. It's great. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. It's, you know, I'm personally always think I'm dying. That's like my problem.
There's times when I'm tired where I'll think, what if I just collapse on the floor?
Yeah. Do you ever get scared when you perform? Are you ever afraid, like, oh my God, what if I just died right now?
Sometimes I'll think, if I'm really exhausted and I'm performing, I'll think, like, what if I just fall right now?
Yeah.
Because it's just, man.
Do you get nervous before you perform?
No, I'm just more in my head of, like, oh, I want to work on this new bit. No, I don't.
Not anymore. Did you ever?
Oh, yes.
You used to?
Yes.
How long did it take you to grow out of that?
I mean, I think just this...
I love her.
I just think this whole time. I think SNL probably helped me, like, everything else is easier.
Yeah. Like, were you nervous when you first got to SNL?
Yeah.
You were really nervous?
I was pretty nervous.
But everyone was really nice and welcoming?
Yeah, some.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of work, right?
It's like trying to find friends, too. It's like being a new kid at a school and then trying to find friends.
Yeah.
That's the big feeling, I think. And learning the show, how it works.
You have to write sketch ideas, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of, I mean, I feel like now I have friends that I love writing with. And
yeah.
So now it kind of is
easier.
Easier with, I'll just be like, oh, I have this idea, or I experienced this. Maybe I could talk about some different dates as first worse, maybe?
Yeah.
Could that be possible?
Yes.
But yeah, anyway, SNL, yes. I usually just come to writers and I'll say like, oh, I met up on a date at this musical, and the guy that, he came in late, right?
Uh-huh.
And he had a big fluffy hair, and he sat next to me, and he was like, smelled of weed, and, you know, I was like, oh, this guy's gonna be trouble.
The Broadway. This weed smoker is going to be trouble. Oh my God.
And the musical was happening, and the girl had a big number. She was like, and then he goes, yeah, girl. And I was like, no, you don't do that at a Broadway show.
He did that on a Broadway show? This was your date?
Yeah, just some dude I met there from Raya, I think.
Oh my God. He was like, we're going to meet at a Broadway musical in the middle of the musical. I'm going to come in late, high as fuck, and I'm going to shout at the stage. Oh my God, were you so embarrassed?
Yeah.
And what did you do? Were you like, get out of here, guy?
No, I think I don't say anything. I think I just kind of do this this little sound.
He's like, are you okay? You're like,
And it's so funny. You go on a date and you know within a couple minutes of like, I want out.
Yes.
I want to go.
Get me out of here. How do I get out of here? Oh my God, how do you do it? Tell me what you do, because I've done this before.
I don't know. I wish I hope to get to that place of like, look, I already am feeling this vibe. Like, hope you don't mind. I don't think I feel much here, and I'm going to split. You have a great day. Can you just do that? Or do you have to push through?
You've been pushing through.
I've been pushing through. I've been nice, but it hurts my face to smile, and I just need to just say no.
You're like, I just want to leave. You're like, get me out of here. This sucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've actually come up with a way to do this.
Okay.
You text one of your girlfriends, okay? If you're on a date, you text one of your girlfriends, and you text her, call me right now, and pretend that you just broke up with your boyfriend crying, and I'll put you on speaker.
Maybe I'll just have to do that with you.
Yeah. I'll be the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Melissa? Can you talk?
Yes, Brittany.
And they're like, and the guy's like, she's a really bad actress. I'm like, hey, buddy, I heard that. I heard you're a weed smoker. You shut up, okay, you pothead. Don't yell at people during shows. No, but I'll totally do that for you. Like, okay. Melissa, oh my God, can you come over? I'm just like really going through it right now. Like, you just have your girlfriend say something like that, and they're like, oh my God, what's wrong? And you're like,
it's really private. I have to tell you, like, just something, whatever. I had my one girlfriend, Michaela, call me during a date, like this kind of situation.
Yeah.
Where the guy had, I call gay voice. Do you know what that is?
Yes, and I've gone on those too.
Which is the worst. And I'm not like, saying, no offense to, okay, so no, we're not offending gay people. This is not about gay people. It's about straight guys who, for some reason,
they don't know it.
They don't know it, but they're like, oh my gosh, like, it's so nice to meet you. And they're like more feminine than I am. So like, maybe it's just like femme voice is like, I don't know what to say.
Maybe it's the ones that, you know, have sisters or they're yes. like,
close with their mothers.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, listen to my voice. It has so much power in there, and it feels really it's a tough thing.
You're like, I'm a solid baritone.
Like, real.
I can't be talking like this. If you're going to talk like this. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a date I went on, not like I think late May in New York, and he had that, and I was just like, come on,
it
buddy,
sucks.
Figure this out, please.
It's weird. It's weird, and like they're like acutely feminine, and like that's fine, but that, right. not my type, right? Because I'm already kind of manly, and I'm like I'm a gruff girl, you know what I mean? So I can't have a guy who's like more delicate than me.
No, because right? then I have the instinct of like, well, I just, I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
I mean, not in that way, but I mean, it's just like, yeah, there's just too much
power.
It almost like, I know I need someone more masculine than me.
Yes, more masculine.
Yes.
Super masculine.
More alpha than me.
I actually got to a point where it was happening to me so much that I was like wanting to hear people on the phone before I met with them.
You know what? That's not a bad,
FaceTime.
I did that one time. I've gone on plenty of Raya dates. Look at me go.
Yeah.
But I FaceTime once with a dude and I was like, oh, this is nice. Yeah. I can hear the way
he talks. Yes.
And how it flows a little bit. See your cute face.
Yeah.
And if there's some kind of easy connection than that, that's just better.
It's such a big deal, the voice. And I hate to say that to be like an asshole, but it's true. The voice is such a big deal.
And I'm sure guys feel that with me if they didn't know how I sounded. They probably saw my photos like, and then they're like, oh, and in person like, hey, I'm Melissa.
I'm Melissa. Nice to meet you. Like, and they expect you to be like, hi, I'm Melissa. I might play with Barbies in my spare time and make pie. Yeah.
Yeah.
People have said that to me, too. People have said that I have a deep voice, too, sometimes. Like, they're like, oh, her voice is much deeper than I thought it would be.
And when you really want something, too, it gets even.
Yeah. You're like, Melissa, do my podcast. I was like, Melissa, do my freaking podcast. Yeah, like really deep. Right. So no, but this is what happened. I was texting this guy, and it was on Raya, and messaging back and forth, and the conversation was so good. And I was like, oh my God, I actually really like him. Like the texting was really good.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, like, you know, we totally get along. Everything's great. Like, I'm going to be totally into this guy. He was a model, so handsome. And I'm sorry, you guys, if I've told this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
So I make a plan for him to come to my house, which was the worst idea. Like, meet at a public place, you know what I mean? But I just felt so close with him because I'd been texting him for so long, and, like, he seemed really cool, and he was really hot. And I was like, yeah, just come over to my house. Like, we'll hang out. It'll be great. And he comes over, and I answer the door, and he goes, Brittany?
No!
And I'm like, no! Sorry, wrong house. I wish, right? Like, I looked like different or something. But yeah, literally, Brittany, oh my gosh. Hi, girl. Gives me a hug, kiss on the cheek. Totally, like,
it's so confusing.
Like, I was like, and it's so, I feel shallow, but it's also like, I just couldn't. Like, he was more feminine than I was. And he crossed his legs, and he was like, so, tell me, like, what's going on? Like, what's up? How was your day? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I can't do this. So that's when I used the text, get me out of here.
Oh,
I texted. Okay. I sat on the couch within 5 minutes. I texted my girlfriend, Michaela, and I was like, call me right now crying and pretend that you broke up with your boyfriend. I have to save you because, like, I'm on the worst. Like, I have to get this guy out of here. So I talked to him for, like, 15 minutes. And, like, it was, like, it was, like, the worst. Yeah, he's like, this place is great. Can I try on your tube tops? This is a great tube top. Can I try it on? No, but he was so feminine. Like really feminine. Just so feminine. Even the way he, like, drank the drink that I gave him. I was like, oh, my God. I can't, right?
I know.
He's like, I'll just have a glass of wine. He's like holding it like this. And I was like, oh my God, like I can't do this. You know what I mean? I'm drinking like a beer, you know, or nothing. But so
I call her and she calls me and she's like, I put her on speakerphone, but like, who does that? You know what I mean? But I did. And I was like, oh, it's my friend Michaela. She's really funny. Listen, I like put her on speakerphone. She's like, Brittany, I just broke up with him. Can you come over? She's like, she did it so good. She did it. She killed it. Like, sounded wow. really sad. And he was like, oh my God. He's like, should we go?
No.
And I was like, no, I'll handle it. I can handle it. I'll go by myself. And I'll handle it. She doesn't like strangers. So I like totally kicked him out and then like never talked to him again. And he kept messaging me and was like, are you okay? Like, when are we hanging out again? Hey, hello. And I was like, oh my God. I know.
Yeah, that there was a guy that the recent girl voice guy
yeah,
that
yeah.
I went out with. He went with me. I brought him to this concert, this band I love, Japanese House. The Japanese
oh, cool.
House. She's really great. And he went with me, and I was like, there's this constant feeling in my soul, like, you could have just gone alone, Melissa.
Yeah.
You love this artist so much. You'd be so happy alone. And but he was near me, and he's like, you know.
No.
And I was like, ah.
You're like, don't touch me.
Just, it's, and then I'm kind of figuring out how to, you know, make the signs.
That you're not interested.
Not interested, buddy.
Yeah, you just pat him on the head. Good, good job. Yeah, that's great. You're a great guy. See you later. So how do
so
you
much.
End? How do you end it? Like, do they try to kiss you?
No, I think I have clear energy. Unless
that you don't
if
like
you
it.
Don't read the, also it's people's fault for not reading energy
yes.
well. I'm really in tune with it. I can
yeah.
get a sign.
Yes,
but some people don't. But no. yeah, he didn't kiss. And he even walked me to the subway or anything. I was like, fine, good. Yeah, go.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and it was starting to rain. I was like, I'm fine walking in the rain.
Yeah, you're like, don't touch me. Don't come near me. Take your girly
man.
Voice and get away from me. Like, I know. Isn't it sad, though?
It's tough.
But you're actually so content alone.
I am fine.
And I love that.
And I know that sometimes, you know, I want to hook up and... But that's also another thing of like, then I got to talk to you too and hang out. Like, I don't want to talk. Got to be real here.
I love you. I'm like, Melissa, come do my podcast. You're like, I don't want to talk.
No,
I'm just kidding. No,
like
I'm just kidding. No, I feel you.
I meant like
with
the
guys. Yeah,
with
the guys. Yeah, and then you got to have like small, weird conversation. And it's not easy.
Yeah, and they're like, well, I'm not doing too well right now. It's like, I don't want to take care of you.
Oh, no. You've had guys say that?
Or no. Just kind of be like, yeah, or just like, just figuring things out, you know? It's like, don't bring that energy here.
Yeah, no, dude. I want to hear only positive things. Like, I don't care if you've had the worst fucking day on the planet. I want to hear only positive things.
I know.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Sorry if I'm, like, sleepy.
You're great, dude.
You know
please.
What? So this new place, I feel like there's a little stuffy energy, and I've been meaning to go buy a lighter, light
sage.
Up my sage. Because I do have sage there.
Yes.
And I wanted to walk through and, like, have awaken... Be, you know, energy, creativity, laughter. I feel like I'm a little sleepy there.
I'm very sensitive to energy as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I felt that when I was visiting the place. I was like, I think I need to bring in some.
Did someone ever die there?
No. It was just one other dude that lived there who was like some producer for films.
Wow.
Which was good.
Yeah, that's great.
But
you're
yeah,
like, I gotta
I feel
get
like
the,
I'm a little sleepy.
I get sometimes.
I'm also on Lexapro. I don't know if
oh,
I've
you
told
are?
You. Yeah. And
how do you like it? I'm so, going through, I'm getting off my medicine, trying to right
good,
now.
Good for you.
No,
I want to,
no,
that's
really
the thing
hard.
Is, I actually love it. Last spring I started it a year ago and it helped me so much. But I do feel like the side effect is sleepiness.
Good.
Because I can nap at any time.
But listen, I would rather be tired than
yeah.
like, I am like feeling like I'm on the brink of a panic attack like 24/7. It's the worst.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about this a lot on my Snapchat. I've been going through my journey of getting off of Effexor, which I've been on since I was 16.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's that one?
It's for panic disorder, which I have, where I get really, I have like a fear out of nowhere of dying, and I'll freak out and I'll like think I'm dying 100%, call 911, go to the emergency room. Like, it's awful. Like, your heart starts pounding, you start sweating. Like, it's like the fight or flight feeling.
Whoa.
And so I would get that all the time. And I got put on this medicine when I was 16, and I was at 150 milligrams when I was 16, which was way too much for me. And I was a little person. And then I weaned myself down to 75 over the years. And then I've gotten off of it before, excuse me, and I was off of it for like a year, and then I had a major relapse. It was like right before Vine came out, and I was on Vine, and I was doing all these funny videos and stuff, and I was actually not on any antidepressant at the time. And then I got called into meetings, and I got so scared. I was shaking like a leaf, and I didn't want to go. And I would have panic attacks, and I kept booking jobs, and I didn't want to do the jobs because I was freaking out. And so I was like, I got to take control of my life. So I got back on it, and then I was able to do everything again. So it works, but also, like, part of me was like, I feel like I've been on it for so long that my body's almost like rejecting it, because I started like not feeling well this year, you know, and I was like, I've been on it for like, I'm 32, you know, and I've only had 1 year of a break off of it. And my body just was kind of like, I just felt like my body was telling me it's time to like get it out of your system.
Yeah, listen, you know, to
like
that.
It like needs a chance to breathe. And so weaning off of this drug is like worse than getting off of heroin. It's like one of the worst antidepressants to try to get off of. So I've been taking it really, really slow. And I was on Prozac with the Effexor to help wean down, because that way you don't get as many side effects. And then the Prozac started giving me crazy vivid dreams. And I was like, I can't do this. This is crazy. So I got off the Prozac. And then I went and met with my psychiatrist. And she was like, let's try to get you on Pristiq, which is like the sister of Effexor. And she was like, it doesn't have any side effects. It's supposed to be really great, blah, 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 blah. I took this Pristiq for like 3 days with the Effexor to get, you know, you take half the Pristiq, half the Effexor, and then just the Pristiq, right? But I couldn't even get to just the Pristiq because the Pristiq was so gnarly. Like 3 days of it, I was like buzzing. Like I couldn't sleep. I was like a crackhead. So I was like, get me out of here. So stop that. I've been like on a journey, and now I'm down to like 37.5 Effexor. And I'm taking this supplement called 5-HTP. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like Prozac, but it's like over the counter. It's like a supplement, like an organic supplement that your body naturally produces, whatever. So it's like St. John's wort kind of thing. And I take that with the Effexor right now. Maybe one day I'll hopefully get off of the Effexor, but I don't even know if I can, to be honest. Because I like, honestly, like I said, I was driving here and I was like clenching up.
Oh man,
it sucks. I know, but it's okay not to talk about all my problems.
No, 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 it's good to talk about. But I just thought of my first antidepressant. I don't remember the name of it, but it was kind of when I was on the road a lot after America's Got Talent, and I was bombing so much on the road and alone and feeling just such a hate towards myself. And I got on one, but then made me so numb, I couldn't feel anything.
And not make jokes or anything. Yeah, I know.
And then I remember weaning off that, and the side effects of, was like buzzing, feeling like in
brain
and out.
Zaps. Yeah, and like and brain fog. And don't you feel like you're on like a dream? You're in like a dream.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're walking around and you're like, I'm not alive.
I would like to eventually get off all of Lexapro.
Yeah.
I mean. I feel like I'm in a good grasp of myself now, but
it helps.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I never want to discourage anyone and tell people, you know, get off of what's helping you. Don't. If you feel like you are doing well and you're happy in your life and you're content, I always, as someone who's tried almost every antidepressant on the planet, like everything, I've been on everything, you know, stick with it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I stuck with the Effexor for years because it did great for me, you know? And I only ever tried to get off of it at different points because I wanted to see how I functioned without it. And I always told myself, you know, if I don't like the way I feel, I will go right back. And that's not a problem. But for me right now, I just started not feeling well. And I noticed when I was decreasing it, like the physical things that were not feeling well with me started to alleviate a little bit. So I was like, oh, maybe my body's just finally rejecting this Effexor after years and years and years of taking it. But, you know, I talked to my psychiatrist. They said, you know, people have been on these drugs since the beginning of time. Like there's old people that are 80 years old that are on Lexapro and Prozac and stuff like that. And like it doesn't do anything. It doesn't hurt you.
Yeah. No, so I love it.
Yeah.
I love how my mornings are my favorite.
Aww.
And I feel very silly and like creative and fun and just it's excited in the morning, and I think that's what it does.
It's good for you. It's good to help you because you know, and I always say this to people too, like if you had diabetes and you needed to take insulin, you would take insulin because if you didn't, you would die, okay?
Yes.
The brain is so sensitive, and everyone is born differently, you know, and we all have different, like there is a such a thing as a chemical imbalance, you know, and people are born with chemical imbalances.
Yeah.
And back in the day, everyone goes, well, what about back in the day when they didn't have antidepressants? Back in the day, people went fucking crazy. And like people were said that they, you know, they would kill them because they would think they were, you know, possessed or that they were witches or whatever because they were seeing or hearing voices and things like that. Yeah. You know? And I have someone very close in my family who refuses to take medication and is paranoid schizophrenic. And you can see it. And you're like, oh, so this is a real thing. You know, it's not like something that people just, you know, whatever. I think the health of the brain is so important. Mm-hmm. And it's good that I'm glad you talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people look up to you. And I'm trying, and I talk about it on my Snapchat. I'm trying to destigmatize it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want there to be, I don't want people.
I feel like you've always been so open.
So open. Because I don't want anyone to ever feel embarrassed about it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like at a time, people were like, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want anyone to think I'm crazy. It's like, that's not it. It's not it. Like, it's just people go through things and have problems.
Yeah. And I think for me, getting on it was like, because I was just every little thing I took personally. And that's something I've always been. Since I was a kid, I've always been super sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And always, you know, if someone's joking around, sometimes that hurts. And I can and it took that weight off of feeling, taking everything so heavy.
So, it just makes you, like, you can handle life a little bit better.
Yeah.
You have to do whatever is best for you guys in your life. Listen to your body. Don't be embarrassed. Don't let people shame you. Don't let people make you feel bad. Like, it's your life. It's your journey. And you do what is best for you, whether it be taking medicine, whether it be not taking medicine, whether it be just whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing.
Yep.
You know yourself, you know, and you know, like, what is good for you. And don't let anyone else shame you into feeling any other way.
Right.
Yeah. It's important.
I love you.
I'm so glad you came.
Yeah, me too.
I've always related to you very much because I'm like, she's so funny and quirky, but then I know you have a very deep side.
Yeah.
And a very emotional, like, you know, you have a lot of depth, and I see that in your drawings and everything like that.
Thanks.
So, guys, please, if you're not already following her, you should be. Melissa Villasenor. Melissa, your Instagram is
Melissa V Comedy.
Melissa V
That's
Comedy.
That's the comedy world. Yes. And then Melissa V Art is all my drawings.
And check out her drawings, you guys. I know a lot of you that follow me are, you know, you relate to me on the anxiety and stuff. And her art is so beautiful. And
Thanks.
It really transcends that message of, you know, of life, of real life and real struggle and things that people
and
go
I'm
through.
And I'm trying to get my book published and out there with artwork. Yeah. I've been working on that.
That would be
hopefully.
Awesome.
Yeah. I know.
I love it. You should sell prints. Do you sell prints?
I did for a little bit with Represent, the site. They had a campaign for a little bit, but I feel like I need to find like an online shop that's constantly just open on
my
site. That's something I need to
Because I know
to.
People would definitely buy them.
Yeah.
Go to Melissa V Art. Check out her artwork on Instagram.
Yeah.
Melissa V Comedy. Melissa, thank you for
Thanks
being
for having
here.
Me.
I love
you.
So
good
you
seeing you. You look great.
Yay!
And Penny destroying the place.
Penny,
you're just being a little.
Thank you guys so much. Make
Thanks,
sure
guys.
To like and subscribe, and make sure to refer this podcast to all of your friends. And stay tuned next week on Worse Firsts.
Yeah. Good job, Brittany. I'm so glad you have a podcast.